We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me, as he is every Tuesday. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing great. Let's talk about some of the incidents in a minute, but I want to make sure we get fair news out first, because that's obviously it's happening on Thursday, and we're going to have a lot of deputies out there at the fair, and they're going to be flying their drones and doing their metal detectors and all kinds of stuff, right? And the key announcement—
keeping people safe.
Yeah, absolutely. The key announcement this year is no weapons, not even concealed, right?
That's the fair's. The fair is a private entity, and they have made determination that they do not allow open or concealed carry of firearms. So that's correct. And I think they also said that you have to have a clear baggage, much like you would at a concert venue.
So if you're, you know, if you're going to take a bag, it's going to have to be easy to see what's inside.
Yes.
And there will be metal detectors, right?
There was metal detectors last year, and there should be metal detectors this year as well. We don't actually do the metal detecting.
But okay.
We have been working for months with the folks at the fair trying to get make sure that we have the most secure facility that we can have.
What's the biggest problem you deal with at the fair? Drunk people?
Probably. Drunk people, sometimes we have kids that'll go back to the car and they'll start drinking. Underage kids will do that in the parking lot. But we'll have deputies in the parking lot. We'll have deputies in the midway. We'll have deputies as many places as we possibly can.
And not all of them wearing uniforms?
Not all of them wearing uniforms. And we'll also have our video platforms. We have those portable video trailers that we have. So we'll have probably five of those, if not all six of those at the fair. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people go through this fair during the 10 days that it's here. And we just want people to be safe. And we want people to understand that we're out there to make sure they're going to be safe.
Very good. And as always, if you see something, find a person and tell them. If you see something
concerning.
Yeah, there's going
to be 50 or 60 deputies out there. But there's also, again, besides the video and the 50 or 60 deputies, we're going to have thousands of eyes. And so we are asking people, if you see something crazy or suspicious, to let us know. There's going to be deputies walking around.
Very good. Now to the sort of incidents that have taken place. We had a really awful one take place in McDavid. I think it was last Tuesday. It was either like right before, maybe the night before you and I talked, or maybe that day. But pretty awful.
The murder-suicide.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was evidence that it was an individual that was shot and killed while he was sleeping. Still had the CPAP machine on, and then there was the suicide. The female took her own life after that.
That's kind of unusual for the— I mean, you, unfortunately, whatever, the stereotype, the most common is that the man is the violent aggressor, but this is a case where the woman allegedly shot the man and then took her own life, which is kind of unusual.
Statistically, this is rare.
Yeah. All right. And she's in custody. Oh, well, I'm sorry, because she took her own life, so
she's
it's
kind
of resolved,
Andrew.
Yeah. You had a shooting in Montclair on Wednesday at Deauville Way, Massachusetts Avenue.
Yeah, there was a male that suffered gunshot wound to his chest. He was taken to the hospital. He is expected to survive. We spoke to him. He was alert when it first happened. We spoke to him, and he was not necessarily cooperative. And so we decided that once he has some time to think about it and recover a bit, we spoke to him again, and he informed us that he will let us know if he is willing to cooperate. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's candid. You gotta, at least he's up front. He's not just telling you some lie and pretending it's true. He's telling you he's not sure he's going to cooperate with you.
That's correct. Now we're still investigating. I'm not saying that
we've
closed
it. Sure, you don't stop just because of that.
However, it's going to make it more difficult, no doubt.
Shot in the chest.
Correct.
Recovers.
Is recovering.
I might help you. I might not. We'll see.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Okay. We had a massive, fairly large amount of stolen property and narcotics recovered in cantonment. What happened here?
Well, they were stealing everything they could get their hands on, basically. It was the group that was there, obviously up to no good. There was a couple of people arrested. There was four, I think, total arrested. At the time, we seized over $100,000 worth of stolen equipment, motorcycles. There was a gun. We ended up charging someone with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. There was someone had a warrant. Someone had drugs. They had a little bit of everything. So the bottom line is, over the past couple of months, This crew and a couple people that we had arrested previous that were already in jail had been stealing stuff and trying to sell it, or fencing, if you will. And our investigators did a really good job of trying to piece it all together, and we seized as much property as we can. The investigation is continuing. We think that there's still some people that might have been involved, either knew or should have known that the property was stolen, and they quite frankly didn't care.
When people try to sell stolen property, you know, in the movies, it's always, I got a guy, you know, who's going to move it for me. Because, you know, pawn shops are well aware that stolen property might come to them, and they work with you guys
all
the time.
They have requirements, right.
Yeah. I always think
you have to identify yourself when you pawn something, yes.
And also these days, a lot of people think, oh, well, Facebook Marketplace, I can sell a thing. Well, you know, the actual owner can look on Facebook Marketplace, too, and see if it shows up, right?
Right. Yeah, these people were selling it through people that they knew. They weren't
network
necessarily
of criminals
broadcasting it, you know, for sale type of stuff.
Okay, oh, so that's a real thing. That's a real, like, there's a fence out there who's going to take the stolen goods and charge a commission
for instance, if I steal a motorcycle and I say, hey, Andrew, I'll give you this motorcycle. I just need $100 right today.
Okay.
I don't have the keys. You're going to have to tote it off and somehow try to, you know, figure it out yourself. You knew or should have known that was stolen, and or you've bought something.
Well, I just figured that's why you were giving
past.
Me such a good deal, because
well,
it didn't come with keys.
Yeah, well, there's a discount there. But I don't know if it's that heavily discounted.
All right, fair enough. Still stuck on the smoking deal on the motorcycle with no keys. That is apparently how this works.
That was a for instance.
Yeah, right, okay.
Even though we did seize a couple of stolen motorcycles.
Right,
it's
exactly.
It's based on a true story. How about that?
Okay. All right. I'll let it be. 17-year-old Yandel Duran wanted for shots fired back in September in Quietwater Beach.
If you remember, there was a couple of disturbances. The first took place, I think, in the parking garage in downtown. And then somehow they moved to the boardwalk area, and it was another bit of a disturbance. And at one point, this car sped off, and before speeding off, someone reached out with a handgun and shot into the crowded area, or the area where the cars were. From the car. They were speeding away, right? And fortunately, no one was hit, but the cars, he did shoot a couple cars up. We had identified this guy, 17 years old, as the individual that that actually fired his shots. We knew for some time about the car, which car it was, who owned the car, and we felt like we knew who was in the car. And then we established probable cause to believe that it was this 17-year-old.
Is there a why?
It's based on this fight.
Okay.
Someone got jumped at one disturbance, and then there was some back and forth at the second disturbance, and you know, unfortunately, people take it upon themselves with firearms.
Lingering anger, resentment, frustration, humiliation,
stupidity,
whatever. Stupidity, sure. Anyway, Joshua Garnett, Keyshawn McDaniel, and Sakori Lewis charged with carjacking on 9 Mile Road. This is at the Jasmine Creek Apartments. If you're going on 9 Mile, it's just west of University. Like, if you're on University, it's kind of behind the woods on the west. But this is a pretty scary story.
Yeah, they carjack an individual.
Two people, is that right?
And they get out of a car and they run to get some help. They ended up taking the car, and then when we get there, we see them running from that car. They had to run the car off and abandoned it. And then we see them running into an apartment. We get a search warrant for the apartment. We end up collecting guns from the firearms from the vehicle itself, and then we got like the mask and some different things and the bad guys from the apartment. So our guys did a good job of responding quickly, tracking, and then getting a search warrant and catching these felons.
Were they? I mean, residents just parked in the parking lot? Was the car driving? Do you know?
I don't have the information. I don't understand that they were residents.
Okay.
They were probably visiting people.
But they were involved in something bad. This is just they happen to be victims of this crime, as far as you know.
As far as we know.
Okay. Because I will tell you, you know, to this day, like the Tryon Branch Library is my library branch, and I go through the drive-thru, which is adjacent to the park, and because it's a sedan, the window for the drive-thru, you kind of have to get out. It's a little, every time I get it, every single time I stand there and I think, Bonnie and Clyde, that's where, you know, they came through and they carjacked somebody in that parking lot, and I'm ready. But you don't have just that one place where bad things happen, right? Just because a bad thing happened in one place, very unlikely it happened there again.
It's
bad things
rare.
Happening in who knows where.
Who knows where, right. And that's why I ask people to be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. And we talk about a lot about, you know, if you're going to open carry, if you're going to conceal carry, be aware of what someone may try to do. We don't want you to be fearful, you know, to go to the grocery store, but just be aware of what you're doing and who's around you.
I think about it in the same context of, I don't know if you remember, but a couple years ago, there was a car driving north on Chemstrand towards 9 Mile and just rammed through several cars that were stopped at the light and continued on through across 9 Mile. And it was kind of an incident at the time. And like, I mean, or the Fairfield shooting, you know, and just think of like just random people going about their day. And then all of a sudden there's a gun battle in your midst. You know, it's pretty rare, but it happens.
Fortunately, it's pretty rare. Yeah.
You know, thank God it's rare, but it does happen. And, you know, you, like you say all the time, you got to be prepared. You got to look at your surroundings. You got to think through these things. What would you do? Because in the moment you usually react badly.
Well, obviously save yourself.
Yep.
And save the people that you're with. And then just, again, do whatever you have to save yourself.
Right.
And survive the day.
And by the way, it's part of the reason that I appreciate you guys are taking a more aggressive stance on the stolen cars and pitting them is because you have recognized that, how do we prevent that kind of stuff from happening or from people going through cars in the middle of the night and or the day or whatever? Well, you know, this is how we get them is we take them out when they're in the stolen car because that's a frequent contributor, right? So I appreciate that you guys
backtrack.
Are preventing.
Okay, it seems like all these cars are stolen, so let's stop it. You know, if we can't stop a car from being stolen, we can certainly stop it while, you know, whenever we identify it as being stolen.
You also had kind of a weird case in Perdido where somebody was just acting strange. You guys got called out?
Yeah, we got a call that a person was acting erratically. That was the description.
So over the weekend?
Jumping on top of, it happened on the 11th. Jumping on top of cars, chasing cars, and word is that this has been going on for a couple of days, really, and that he was and that he had attacked someone and they were holding him down. So we get there and an individual was unconscious, and we did CPR, and then Life Flight took him to a medical facility where unfortunately the next day he was pronounced deceased. So again, we're waiting for the toxicology reports and the medical examiner will let us know what the cause of death was. But it's an open investigation, investigation.
I mean, I feel bad, of course, for the person. I also feel bad for your deputies. They didn't get a win. You know, you know, it's just hard. I mean, it's part of the job, but it's a hard part of the job.
Well, I would tell you, I watched the body camera footage because this is unusual.
Yeah.
And I mean, the efforts that they put forth, you can hear the AEDs, and I guess I haven't. Watched or heard that in some time, but it gives you the instructions, you know, to get the compressions, and it's repeatedly telling you to do it rather quickly, by the way, based upon what I heard, what I was trained to do. But I mean, they tried, they really tried. And as you said, sometimes it's not enough.
Yeah. The rate is, I haven't done a class in a long time, but as I understand it, the recommended rate is the beat to staying alive, which is a good, easy to remember,
that.
But even, you know, very, very fast. And just compressions these days. They don't do breasts anymore. Right. Last thing, it's a good news note, so we'll take it after some of the bad stuff. Dining with deputies today at Bubba's 33, right? Creighton and Davis?
Yeah, Bubba's 33. They do this on occasion, and we appreciate that. So today at lunch and dinner, they'll give a portion of the proceeds to the Skamby County Sheriff Foundation. So we'll be eating lunch there. I'll be eating lunch and dinner there.
Two burgers for Chip.
Well, no, I'll probably pace myself. I think I'll get a salad, or you know, no, I won't.
You get a salad.
I'll get a moderate lunch, and then I'll do what I normally do.
What is a moderate lunch for Chip Simmons?
I don't know. Probably a hamburger, some fries.
I'm like, come on,
appetizers.
Two burgers, an appetizer. Yeah, all right.
I'm a growing boy, Andy.
I know you are.
And the proceeds are going to the foundation.
That's right. So
all,
you know,
it's all good, right?
You're feeding you and you're feeding your foundation
I'm supporting the foundation.
But I do think people actually want to know the question. Does Sheriff Simmons ever eat a salad?
Yes. I like salads.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's in addition to.
It's not an add-on meal.
Salads aren't meals. But... But you get it. I give me a side salad.
Sure, a
almost
side salad.
Every time.
I see you as a side salad guy with your pasta, or you know,
I don't know what that means.
Steak.
Yes. Oh yeah, with the real food.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a flavor contrast. That's all that is. That's just something you do in passing while you're getting the real
filler.
Food.
It's a filler.
Is it a filler?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Skamby County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Always a pleasure, sir.
You bet.
Again, that today, by the way, is the Bubba's 33 from 11 to 8, right? That
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So, and share the proceeds
come
if you spend
us.
Money. Go say hi, tell them you love them, and buy them some food, buy yourself some food, and buy Sheriff Simmons a salad. I'm Andrew McKay.